As a whole, it encompasses music that is suited for the dance floor. Within that umbrella genre, there are many more genres that vary massively from each other. Let's take a look at some of the most popular ones. This will give you a clearer picture of what to expect when producing within that genre. You can also check out how difficult each genre is to produce within the descriptions. Don't be put off by that, though. Learning curves can be quite steep at the start, but once you climb them, you're flying. Higher scores means it's more easy to produce. Big room, 126 to 130 BPM. Big room is one of the most popular subgenres of electro house music and EDM. It was popularized by the likes of artists such as Hardwell, Martin Garrix, KSHMR, and Rehab. The music is very formulaic and one of the easiest to produce. All tracks will include a long techno-style buildup that goes with a big drop with a 4-4 hard, bass-thumping kick. Minimal music elements, synths, and percussion usually fill in space, but most of the room is left for a huge kick. Difficulty to produce, 8 out of 10. Drum and bass, 160 to 180 BPM. Drum and bass, also known as D&B, is a subgenre of EDM which was born in the UK jungle and rave movements during the early 90s. Fast breakbeats with big bass lines, samples, and synths characterize the genre. A major influence on D&B comes from the Jamaican dub and reggae sound. It also incorporates a number of scenes and styles, from highly electronic, industrial sounds, the jazz-influenced end of the spectrum. From its UK roots, the style has gained worldwide recognition and has influenced many other genres. Difficulty to produce, 4 out of 10. Dubstep, 140 to 155 BPM. Dubstep is a subgenre of EDM that originated in London. It is generally characterized by syncopated rhythmic patterns and strong sub bass lines. The drums of dubstep tend to be simple one-shot kicks and snares with some hats. This simplicity makes it a nice contrast for the wobbly, complex bass lines. Difficulty to produce, 3 out of 10. Electro house, 126 to 130 BPM. Electro house is a subgenre of house music that is distinguished by heavy bass lines that are usually created with lots of distortion and automation, in addition to a large bass drum in a 4-4 pattern. As with dubstep, the drums are usually simple to contrast complex bass lines. It can also include melodic elements, samples, and synth work. Generally, the tempo falls around 130 BPM. Difficulty to produce, 3 out of 10. Future bass, 145 to 160 BPM. Future bass is a subgenre of electronic dance music that features elements of trap music and is characterized by modulated synthesizer bass sounds. Sounds are modulated with automation, or LFOs, to create choppy effects. Arpeggio chords, vocal chops, and vocoders are also popular in the genre. More mainstream future bass music uses super saw chords, whilst underground sounds experiment more with other sounds. Difficulty to produce, 2 out of 10. Hard style, 150 to 160 BPM. Hard style takes characteristics from hardcore and techno, typically consists of a distorted, hard-sounding kick drum. Multiple layers are combined to create a big and lead-style kick. Hardstyle also utilizes harsh and distorted synths, detuned and distorted sounds accompanying the main instruments. Hardstyle has influenced many other styles of EDM, most notably big room. This shares similarities with hardstyle such structure, rhythm, and pitched kicks.